This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, June 19th. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, we'll have a report on the flooding in the Mississippi River area of western Illinois and how one small town worries for its future existence. We'll also have a forecast from AM 580 meteorologist Ed Keyser. First, a look at today's news. Rising waters in the Mississippi has breached two more levees north of Quincy, Illinois. Quincy is the site of massive sandbagging efforts. Its mayor, John Spring, says he hopes this will be the city's last stand against flooding for a while.
You know, the middle class, hard working values are really paying off here, and that's what it takes to fight something like this. But there's been so much cooperation with everyone that it's really made it easy.
The river is expected to crest in Quincy later this week. Governor Al Blagojevich surveyed the flood damage yesterday. He says the damage to towns and farmland is one more reason for lawmakers to pass a statewide capital plan to repair the state's infrastructure. He called it a capital jobs program. Blagojevich said it's needed to help farmers and small-town residents whose livelihoods were threatened by floodwaters.
These sorts of things, I think, create more of an immediate need, and we don't need to delay anymore. We need this infrastructure bill because we need it for a lot of reasons, and the flooding is another reason we need it.
Speaking in Quincy yesterday, Blagojevich said the capital improvement plan is in a strong position for passage because everyone's for it except for one major player. He made an apparent reference to Illinois House Speaker Mike Madigan. Blagojevich had flown into Quincy to survey efforts to hold back the floodwaters. He said he's not yet decided, meanwhile, if he would call lawmakers back to a special session in Springfield to deal with the budget and the capital plan. Five Champaign firefighters are in western Illinois helping residents in emergency crews. Two are operating a communications trailer, while three more left Champaign yesterday with decontamination equipment. Floodwaters will likely leave mucky and sometimes hazardous residue that'll call for decontamination. A former fire chief in Champaign will come back to his old job in August. The city says it's hired Doug Forsman to be the fire department's top official. Forsman served 12 years as chief in the 80s and early 90s. He says he's glad to return to Champaign from Colorado, where he was a fire chief in Greeley. He says he expects to remain chief for another 4 to 6 years before his retirement. Lincoln Hall will be a quiet place on the University of Illinois campus this fall. That's because the university won't schedule classes for the building after decades as one of the heaviest used lecture halls on the Urbana campus. Lincoln Hall has been deteriorating steadily over time, with students and staff frequently complaining about the condition of its basement and main auditorium. Helen Coleman of the U of I's Facilities and Services Department says the decision to move classes out this fall was made in hopes that restoration work would begin soon.
And we did that in anticipation of receiving funding this year, because you can't just, the day they give you funding, start to vacate the building. And classroom schedules are created very far in advance.
Coleman says the class relocations won't change now that a statewide capital plan that includes funds for Lincoln Hall is stuck in the state legislature. Teaching assistants have already moved out of their basement offices to other buildings, but Coleman says many faculty offices will remain in Lincoln Hall for the time being. The Champaign County Board has two important decisions to make tonight about its financially troubled nursing home. AM 580's Jim Meadows reports.
The county board will vote on a proposed $592,000 loan to the nursing home that should be enough to get it through the fiscal year ending November 30th. But the loan would impose a severe strain on Champaign County's own finances. The county board will also vote on a proposal to have a consulting firm take over management of the nursing home. St. Louis-based Management Performance Associates would be paid $180,000 a year to run the nursing home, with the home's administrator becoming an employee of the firm. Supporters say MPA has a track record of helping county nursing homes achieve financial stability, but opponents say they fear hiring a private firm is a step towards privatizing the county nursing home. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
The price of corn has forced the cancellation of plans to build an ethanol plant in the community of Royal in Champaign County. Tennessee-based Heartland Ethanol had been working with the community for more than a year, but a spokesman says economics have changed all that, halting plans to build in Royal and in six other Illinois communities. Royal's mayor, Robert Vilvin, says he's not surprised, given the cost of corn has risen to nearly $8 a bushel the past few months. But he says the experience of working with Heartland leaves the village poised to take on another agricultural project. Vilvin says using switchgrass or another alternative to corn for the product's base is key.
I'm sure at that time, depending on where the best production of that grassy material would be where they'd put a new ethanol, you know, plant. And if it's here at Royal, so be it, because we have the rail, we still have the grain, we still have the interstate, so we're sitting here pretty good, and we're open and receptive to new business.
Vilvin says the Heartland plant would have been a big boost for the tax base of local schools, as Prairie View Ogden grade schools have been looking to expand. Vilvin says he's disappointed but not upset, saying Heartland Ethanol worked in good faith with the village. The Illinois Board of Higher Education is in the midst of a statewide conversation about the future of the economy and workforce in Illinois. This month, public agenda forums are being held in 17 regions. Danville Area Community College will host the forum that includes Champaign and Vermilion counties tonight. The State Board wants to talk about how to get desirable jobs in areas outside the Chicago and Champaign areas, and how to keep them up to national education and career standards in a state whose population and economic growth rate have been below the country's average. Danville Area Community College President Alice Jacobs says the success of the forum will depend on who shows up.
I look forward to the opportunity. We're delighted to host the forum on our campus and look forward to the discussion that will take place.
Business leaders, medical professionals, and employers are all expected to attend the forum, which begins this morning on the DACC campus. For the latest newscast online, go to will.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. In 1993, levees that hold back the Mississippi River were breached in Pike County, and the small town of Hull was left underwater. 15 years later, the town is facing a familiar threat. As Illinois Public Radio's Sean Crawford reports, this time around, Hull's future hangs in the balance.
The monotonous task of filling thousands of sandbags has taken on a new urgency in this community. Brian Bentley says these are the front lines in the battle against the river.
We're trying to take and get as many sandbags as we can, get the levee shored up as much as we can, and praying to God that they all hold and we don't get flooded.
Sandbagging has become the new pastime in river towns like Hull. Townspeople and even prison inmates brought in from nearby work camps pitch in. The young and old work side by side well into the night. Even 7-year-old Bethany Kapp picked up a shovel to chip in.
They put it by the levee because it's going to flood, and they're trying to keep it from not flooding.
Everyone knows the task at hand. Hull, with a population of about 500, is a sleepy, typical small town. But this week, it's bustling with activity. Large trucks move sandbags 8 miles away, where workers can pile them along the riverbanks. Tractor trailers are also busy hauling, moving residents' personal items and belongings out of their homes to safer and higher ground. Throughout the community, suitcases are packed and ready to go, sitting on porches. Some are already planning to move in with family or friends elsewhere. But in this town, as people want to make a stand against the river, they also understand what's at stake.
Well, everybody's trying to keep busy. Most people are, I think the mood of the town is of apprehension.
Bonnie Bergman is a Hull resident who oversees the food operations, providing sandwiches and drinks to levee workers and those filling sandbags. She says as people prepare to leave, there's concern another flood might mean they won't be back.
I think it would depend on if the government gives them a choice or not. Well, we lost a lot of people after the first flood. You know, they moved to neighboring communities. And you felt bad. I mean, we lost a lot of people that went to our church. And I think if it happens a second time, there will be many fewer people coming back than there were, yeah.
There are rumors another flood could lead to a government buyout of property, but no one knows for sure. For now, all anyone can do is hope for the best and prepare for the worst. That includes listening for warning sirens, which will sound if the levee is breached. Hull residents are told they could have between 12 to 24 hours to get out, if that occurs. Not a lot of time to pack up one's life. Deborah Fish is prepared to go, but since she runs the only market in town, she's remained open to make sure local residents can get supplies.
If the water comes up here, this whole town's gone. It's going to impact all these lives here and all these people's families and the future.
One of her customers, Jordan Lundberg, is home from college for the summer. His vacation is turned into taking shifts stacking along the levee. He's frustrated by the threat of more water.
I don't know if we're going to move back this time, so I'm not too for sure, because I'm in college somewhere else, and I just moved home from the summer, and I had to do this, so I don't want to live here anymore.
Those that lived through the Great Flood of 1993 and returned to Hull probably thought they'd seen the worst of their lifetimes. Longtime Hull resident Ruth Epley remembers that time. She still has a photo on the wall showing water above the doorway of the mechanic's garage she and her husband own. Epley says back then there was more time to prepare.
We had a month's notice.
Yeah,
so we had it all moved out. So we were in good shape. We were also 15 years younger, too. So.
With the help of their nephew, the Epleys are busy stacking their inventory on hydraulic jacks meant to raise cars. They're hopeful the items are high enough to remain dry if there's a repeat of 15 years ago. Ruth Epley is unsure if her family will return to Hull if the water comes pouring in again, but she says the spirit the town is showing makes her proud. Carrie Barice also remembers the last flood and says it wasn't easy putting things back together.
It was hard to find a place, and it was hard to decide what to do, and building materials tripled. Well, we're hoping for better. This is just going to be better. We expect we're going to beat this river this year.
The battle to spare the town of Hull will continue. The Mississippi River is expected to crest soon along Pike County, but even if the river wins this round and Hull is literally washed off the map, it won't go down without a fight. I'm Sean Crawford.
Rain has made its way back into the forecast, but only for sections of Illinois and Indiana, and maybe not in very large amounts. According to meteorologist Ed Kieser, our forecast today calls for sunshine, although in west central and southern Illinois and in far southwest Indiana, a mix of clouds and sun with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing. Highs from near 72 near Lake Michigan to 86 in the far south, sunny and 83 in Champaign-Urbana. For tonight, in west central and southern Illinois and far southwest Indiana, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Elsewhere, partly cloudy. Lows from 52 in northeast Indiana to 62 in southwest Illinois. Look for a low of 57 tonight in Champaign with partial cloudiness. For tomorrow, again in those same areas of west central and southern Illinois and far southwest Indiana, cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Elsewhere, a mix of clouds and sun tomorrow with a few widely scattered showers and storms developing. Highs tomorrow from 78 in northern Indiana to 86 in the south. Friday night, or Friday rather, in Champaign-Urbana, sunny and 84 degrees. Chance of a few passing showers Friday night with a low of around 60. And then intervals of clouds and sun on Saturday with a chance of a few showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. And Saturday's high 82. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, June 19th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, The Afternoon Magazine, Agricultural Programming, and other helpful information on our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.